This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Governor Charlie Baker is pleading with citizens to stay home as a surge in coronavirus cases is expected to hit the Bay State in just over a week. This plea comes a day after Passover and as the most holy weekend in the Christian calendar gets underway. Senior reporter Steve Brown joins us from WBUR State House Bureau. Steve, the governor was pretty passionate today. What did he have to say?
Well, there were two key moments today. They came after the usual rundown of statistics indicating how many hospital beds are available. Then at the end of his prepared remarks, he got choked up as he acknowledged that this is a tough time for everyone.
For me, this will be the first Easter I haven't spent with either my mom or dad in at least 50 years. And I'm sure my dad and I will talk on the phone, but it will certainly not be the same. And it's cruel that at a time when we need hugs the most, staying apart is the most important thing that we can do for one another. This week, for our friends celebrating Easter and Passover, this week is about beating cruelty with love. We remember how to confront fear with faith. And regardless of whether you celebrate a holiday this week or not, we've all been doing a lot of that for the past few weeks. Fighting a cruel force with love for one another and faith that what we do today will make tomorrow better.
Lisa, I sit about 15 feet away from the governor at those briefings, and as you can well imagine, you could really hear a pin drop in Gardner Auditorium as the governor spoke those words.
Personal reflections, I think reflecting what many people are feeling right now about having to stay away from loved ones. You said, Steve, at the beginning there were two key moments during the governor's briefing. What was the other one?
Yeah, well, remember yesterday I was saying there always seems to be some sort of a when are we going to get back to normal question posed to the governor. Well, another reporter asked the governor to talk about an exit plan for after the surge, and it seemed to me that the governor had just had enough.
I don't want people to get ahead of themselves on this one, okay? We are about to have a very difficult couple of weeks here in Massachusetts. And it could be 3 weeks and it could be four, depending upon how this whole thing plays out. We'll start talking about other stuff eventually. But the focus right now really needs to be on what's right in front of us. And what's right in front of us is going to be a very difficult few weeks in managing something that's never happened before here in Massachusetts.
Now, several times during today's briefing, he looked directly into the lens of the camera and simply said, stay home. However, when I asked him if he intended to make his stay-at-home guidance mandatory, he replied that everybody in Massachusetts knows that they should stay at home and that the data shows people are doing just that.
But data are also showing that we've already entered a really difficult time with the outbreak. Tell us what the latest coronavirus figures are in terms of deaths resulting from COVID-19.
Sure, the state is seeing a significant number of deaths, 96 more reported today. I stress reported because the 96 people died sometime between April 2nd and today. The total death toll in Massachusetts now stands at 599.
And what about coronavirus cases overall?
Yeah, another 2,000 new cases reported today, bringing the total number of confirmed cases in Massachusetts to 20,974. Earlier today, the governor said we remain on the upward slope of the pandemic. He says they expect at the peak of the surge for there to be a daily increase of about 2,500 cases a day. Again, we're still at 2,000 a day, so we do have a ways to go.
And these are in cases of infection, not cases of deaths. There was some other news today regarding what's been happening at the Holyoke Soldiers Home, where 28 veterans have died from COVID-19. Another 69 residents and 68 employees have tested positive. There's going to be another investigation, is that right?
Yes, this will be the third investigation. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling announced today that he's launching an investigation into what went wrong there. Lelling told WBUR's Miriam Wasser, who's been covering this story, that he wants to find out if the institution violated minimally accepted standards for preventable measures, and did it amount to a pattern? Governor Baker said since the Soldiers' Home works closely with the VA, Lelling's review would be appropriate, and he welcomes it. Of course, the governor has launched his own independent investigation, as has Attorney General Mara Healey.
Thank you very much, WBUR Senior State House Reporter Steve Brown. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.